Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 6. And welcome to the Last Save Loaded podcast on what is a very windy day with lots of rain here in the east of England. Seems a bit strange me saying that. I am Justin Smith, formerly based in the west of England, but based a bit further west in sunny Dublin, or probably quite dark Dublin right now, is my friend and yours. It's Mr. Colm Sheridan. Hello, Colm.
Good evening. It's not much better here, Justin. It's dark, obviously, because it's past 7 o'clock and, you know, daylight savings has knocked in since last week. I thought we were getting rid of that thing. Anyway, let's not go there. Let's keep it on schedule, on track, on focus. Yes, I'm good, Justin. It's dreary, it's dark, and it's quite depressing here as well. It's just like myself, really. Well, I'm not dark, so yeah, fair and depressing. Anyway, how is Justin? How are you this fine evening?
On this fine evening, I am nice and toasty. Hopefully, it's not coming through on the microphone.
No, but not. I don't hear any sizzling coming from your toys.
No, the central heating's on, and the boiler is in a cupboard about, well, just beyond my arm's reach I am here in my office.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a nice droning noise.
I hope you're not heating the whole house while you're just sitting in one room, Justin. That wouldn't be...
Yes.
You are heating the whole house.
Yes, I am. Yes.
What has Trillian done to my Justin? The sensible one, the man who'd never put the heating on even when he was freezing his nuts off. What happened to you, Justin?
She made it abundantly clear she did not want me sitting here working in my office with fingers that are so cold I can barely move them.
Spoken like a true man who's experienced that in the past, Justin. Would that be the case?
Yeah, well, I did tell you about the one time I put on my fingerless gloves to type, yes. But after I turned the central heating on the other week, I've now worked out what order through the house the heaters are warmed up. Okay. And the one here in the office is the last one, so I have to heat the rest.
Okay, that's fair enough then. That's understandable then, yes.
But I got back from my latest month-end trip to Swindon, got back here last night. I opened the door, having run to the house in the torrential rain, and I was just like, cold. I'm not going to... Because I'd been away for a few days, obviously, so there'd be no heating on in the house. And, yeah, it was a bit chilly. So I put the heating on and just sat and waited for it to warm up. Now it's lovely.
Yeah. Do you not use the timers or any of that stuff on your heating, no?
I have... Well, I've tried tinkering with them, but I can't see that it really makes any difference, so I've given up on that.
No, but I mean, when you were away, if you wanted your heat to come on for half an hour in the night just to keep the house warm...
Well, like I say, there is a timer itself on the boiler, and I've tried to sort of switch it off during the middle of the night, and it still seems to fire up, so I gave up on trying to make sense of it.
I'd be interested to know if anybody has successfully used the timer under immersion to make the heat come on at certain times... Because we don't bother. Anyway, it's not because we don't bother. I'm actually not allowed to go near the timer in the heating anymore since I had that mishap about 2 years ago.
Since they all do it. We don't need to get a man in. I will fix it myself.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, I'm not allowed to turn on the heating or have anything to do with heating. In fact, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's interesting. And how come you were there for a few days, Justin? Do you have to be there for like a full week when it's month end, or is it just
one day? No, I will be I will be next month, but not because work want me to be there. And as it goes, my manager is actually keen for me to not go back, really. She wants me to get to the point where I can train my assistant so I don't need to return to the office for these month-end trips, which is fine for me, but I reckon, really, she's worked out the fact that I'm claiming, like, a lot of money in mileage.
Yeah.
and perhaps is not the best use of the company's money. So, yeah, I think that's what's going on. And on this occasion, I had agreed to go in on Monday for the month end. So I travelled up on Sunday. Then I was asked to stay for another day just to do one-to-one training with the assistant. And then I came back home today. Next month, I will be up there for longer, or down there for longer, because there's a Blood Bowl event happening in Swindon on the Sunday, so I'm going to go up on Saturday so that I can be there for it. And then there's another one happening in Birmingham the following week, which, as you probably guessed, that means me spinning up to see my friend up there. And it didn't make sense for me to sort of, you know, travel backwards and forwards in the middle of it. I might as well just go to Birmingham from there.
Yeah.
So I'll be away for a week.
All right.
Please don't give out my address and let people rob me.
No. Oh, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that. I won't give it out. I'll rob it myself. Dodgy collie has returned.
Yeah. He certainly has. He never went.
Oh dear. So, yeah, it's back to business as usual. Okay, got logged on today. Remember last month how I left my laptop charger and everything there? Was it last month? The month before? Well, I set up the PC this morning and I plugged it in, plugged my docking station into the monitor, and then went, don't seem to have the USB cable from the docking station to the laptop.
This sounds familiar, Justin.
But luckily, I have the TV in here that I was using previously. So I thought, oh, that's on US on HDMI. I can plug that in and use that as a second screen. And so it confused me all day because I'm now looking to the left for my second screen rather than to the right.
Ah, right, yeah.
And because I like to turn my own PC on, like on my lunch break, and check what's going on, check the show notes and things like that. Well, of course, I got the TV now in use with the laptop, so I had to unplug the TV. And I've got a PCI cable that I can plug the monitor in. So I've now got a keyboard on the very left of my desk for my personal PC, connected up via wires to the monitor on the extreme right of my desk. And he's like, I've got to type with my left hand, but like turn 45 degrees away from me.
Oh, dear.
So I phoned into the office this morning. I was like, can you check where I was sat yesterday? Did I leave this little cable? And my manager just went, let me guess, is it about, I don't know, just over a foot long? I was like, yeah, and it's got four folds in it. She went, yeah, you've left that. I was like, right, can you just send it second class? Because I can use a monitor. It's just not as convenient. And I'm also thinking, like, I can't plug my Yeti microphone into it, which I normally use for my Teams calls, rather than the laptop mic. I like to sound a bit more professional.
Yeah, of course.
Then I come here and speak to you.
Oh, yeah, get in there. He's back. I just looking at the blanks space there on the Twitter comments. We didn't get any Twitter comments. I was looking for them myself.
We didn't get any random comments since the last question of the fortnight. No. Nobody tagged us. No, like, special mention.
That's okay.
Ruth tends to just tell me in person I had a good fun listening to that show rather than actually send me a
That would make sense, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. We do sometimes send each other messages when we're, like, sat next to each other.
Yes. Oh well.
Usually it's to bypass the hearing of her daughter.
Boy, that's a great idea. Yes. It says here you've other stuff there you've been up to. What's this? Only three games.
Oh, right. So I've been playing a campaign of a board game called Scythe for about 4 years. So it started before lockdown. There's 8 sessions in the campaign. We played 3, and then lockdown happened, and then I moved. And we've spent years trying to get this thing finished. And this guy, my friend, he had spent 50 quid on this box, this expansion for the campaign for this game. The game is Scythe, for anyone that's at all interested. And yeah, we're down to only 3 games left after we played on Monday night. So with me being down for several nights next month, or this month as it is now, we've already agreed, right, let's pencil in Monday for session 1. We'll pencil in Tuesday. If we can get 2 done in the night, we will get the whole thing finished. Otherwise, there's a chance we might finish it off on the Friday night, because I'm sort of saying, we need to do it before I stop coming back to Swindon. So, yeah. Each session tends to take it sort of 2.5 hours.
Right. How many sessions are in it?
8.
All right.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like the longest game, Justin. Apart from lockdown, I mean.
No, it's due to the fact that, you know, coordinating to all be around each other's houses. It's my friends that I played Divinity with. The same 3 of us. And usually, like, one of us is unavailable, so it doesn't happen. And yeah, it's hard work trying to get that penciled in, especially when you've got to deal with my minor commute.
Yeah, just slightly minor, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's like
ever so slightly. So,
someone in my team, in our finance team, sent an email last week going, "Hey, it's Christmas coming up soon. Let's talk about having a party." I just did a reply to all and just went, "I'm not travelling 176 miles to hang out with you for an evening. Please delete me from any further correspondence."
And they went, "Well, we weren't. I put you on by mistake there. Sorry, Justin."
No, I said to my boss, I was like, "You know that I'm going to do that. Why did you bother even letting him reply?" And she kind of went, "I think I might have told him to add you on so that you didn't feel excluded." I'm like, "You've met me, right?" Even if I was in Swindon, I'd be saying, "I don't want to know about it."
Classic. Yes, we do know that, Justin. Christmas is not your favourite time of year. But seeing that you're in a new house now, will you be making an effort to decorate the house to some sort of Christmas effect, seeing that there's, you know, people may be coming around to your house on Christmas Day, like, you know, sort of thing?
What, you mean because I've got fireplaces and Santa can come down the chimney?
Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we had to explain that even though I recently had my chimneys capped off, I haven't had them completely sealed so Santa can get down the chimney.
That's good. Good to
but
know.
Now, if Ruth chooses to decorate this place, I'm just, as long as she leaves the office, you know, tinsel free, I should be fine. What else have I got on my notes here? The Blood Bowl League I've been playing on Tuesday nights has now finished. I played my last game 2 weeks ago, and if I won, I stood a chance of making the playoffs. I did not win. I got well and truly trounced, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't care." I didn't. I was there to try and, you know, make fun, make everyone else's games fun. So I don't know what's in store for me in that league going forward. I might play another short team one with the sevens, or I might go for a full 11s. And I'm sure you're really ecstatic to hear, Colin, and you're going to be putting it on your Steam wish list that in February next year, Blood Bowl 3 gets released on PC and consoles. You'll be day one for that, won't you?
Oh, obviously, yeah. Can I put down for it now, please? Pre-order.
Yeah, that's. I might be getting bonuses by then. So,
oh, I'm sure you have bonuses coming out your ass.
I can buy you a copy.
You would do that, wouldn't you? Just to piss me off.
I've done it before, Colin.
Although knowing Justin, he would wait till it's on sale about 2 weeks after, because that's what I felt good to say.
That's exactly what I would
classic.
And the only other thing that I've got on the notes here is I believe I told you how I had been getting screwed over with curries, with the fact that I'd had a gift voucher.
Hmm.
And I was struggling to get it refunded. Does that sound familiar?
You've told me a lot of things. Wouldn't you have told me this quite recently?
Up to a month ago.
Oh, yeah, you probably did. I just remember. Can't remember. So I was intrigued by this. So go on.
I can't see it on previous notes. So
did you have a curry's voucher and it got...
Yes.
And the date ran out or something like that?
No. So I'll try and be quick with this one so that I can hand over to you.
It's okay, Justin.
with my work thing, we get a lot of discount vouchers for Argos, Sainsbury's, Tesco, Asda, Curry's, many places.
Nice.
And Curry's being one of them, they had a offer with the Xbox One controllers. They were doing them for basically £40.
Oh, nice.
I think it was... or £45. They had an offer that they were doing like a £5 delivery option, but there was a bone. If you spent over £40, they waived the £5 charge, but you still had to wait for it. But supposedly, if you've ticked it, you could then tick, I would like to collect it, not have the charge put on, but still use the code to get the delivery charge taken off and drop it down to under £40.
Okay.
A bit like... I tried to explain this to her. She was like, that's just bizarre. I said, yeah, that's just like when I got my Rock Band... Not Rock Band. I got my Guitar Hero controller back in the PS3 days because Harmonix did a returns policy where... you had to submit your serial number of your faulty equipment and then they would send you out a replacement. But if you just put next when it came up with the enter your serial number, it went, your application has been processed and a new guitar is on its way. And me and several people that I know all got guitars out of it without paying a penny. Some Cody was probably on job experience and I'm sure you'd have taken one look and gone, I see what they've done here. So I got a £40 voucher and an e-gift voucher, how they do it these days. And I put it in and, £39.99 comes out, great. And it gets to like 6 o'clock. I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go down the shop now and go and collect it. And I get an email going, your order has been cancelled. We have not charged you. I thought, oh, disappointing. Maybe it's due to the colour. Let's go back in and try the same thing again with a different colour. So, instead of having the yellow one, we try and do a blue one. Half an hour later, well, this time it wants, I put the code in and it asked me to also enter my debit card. And I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe that's why they rejected the previous order, like for verification. So I put the code, put my account card in. Yeah, thank you very much for your order. Come and collect it. 20 minutes later, your order has been cancelled. It's like, oh, not again. And then I thought, right, I'll not try and be clever. I'll just put it through and pay for it, kind of thing.
Mm.
Only when I type the number in for the gift card, it says this gift card has no balance on it. And I'm thinking, that's not right. They told me they weren't charging me. So I checked my current account. Yeah, my current account's showing no pending charges. So they haven't debited my card. And I thought, well, even if they charged the first transaction, it should only be $39.99.
Yeah.
So I thought nothing of it. I thought maybe it'll take a day or two to appear.
Mm-hmm.
No. Then I gave up and I phoned Curry's and I said, look, I ordered this and you cancelled it and now I have no credit, kind of thing. And he went, oh, did you buy the gift card from us? I said, no, it's an e-gift card. He said, oh, you got to phone the gift card line then. And then basically put the phone down on him. So I phoned the gift card line, and they said, right, yeah, we can see what's happened. Because you bought the gift card from your through your work, it isn't issued by us, so basically they need to allow us to refund it. Like, what? He said, yeah, take a note of these invoice numbers, and then you've got to phone your gift card supplier and give them these numbers, and then they'll like have to look in and get it refunded. And I was like, so even though it's your gift card, you're not doing it when you told me you weren't charging me in the first place.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, well, it came off as pending charge and we can't put the money back on your card. Okay, fine. So I phoned the employee line, and initially they sort of said, oh, well, no, it was short operating hours, so I had to phone the next day. And they said, okay, yeah, we'll have to look into it. And they take my details. I get an email the next day. We're looking into it. I get an email the next day. We're still looking into it.
Okay.
I get this email for the next week. And then last weekend, I randomly like tapped update on the balance display, and it said it had £40 again. So I was like, great, I'll go down to Curry's, I'll get that controller for Ruth for the Xbox. No, because they're now charging £55 again, aren't they? So now I've got a £40 voucher for Curry's that I can't do anything with.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of opportunities for you to spend that in Curry's over the Christmas period or come to January sales, Justin.
Well, even it's Black Friday.
Oh, there you go. Black Friday has even started already. It's Black Friday month, apparently. I see ads on the telly for Black Friday. No, it's Red Thursday or Pink Tuesday. I don't know.
Well, you've made me think of something else. On the interwebs, they are suggesting that Britain may have occasional blackouts this summer. This winter, you know, with the cost of living crisis and the energy crisis and whatnot. So presumably in Dublin, you're not getting any of that.
Well, I don't know about that now. Apparently there was some outages over around the corner from us, but we were not privy to these things, thankfully. But yeah, we'll wait and see. I mean, we lived through the 70s, Justin, where there was strikes and all that Margaret Thatcher striking going on and stuff like that. So we had blackouts in the 70s. Oh, sorry, you may not have remembered because you're slightly younger than me, aren't you, Justin?
Well, I was alive in the 70s for the last 6 months of it.
The last 6 months. I keep thinking you're only like 10 years younger than me, but the fact is you're 12 years younger than me. Yeah, I should give you credit where it's due, really, but I don't. So anyway, so that was Justin and a short rendition of his Curry's receipt, which probably took more longer time than the whole of the rest of the remaining podcast will do. But anyway, I'm sure Justin will edit it to its heart content.
No, so, it'll stay in info with course. No hesitation, deviation or repetition.
So, Justin, go on, ask me what have I been up to.
Colin, what have you been getting up to?
And in 3 minutes flat, I'll time myself now to see how long it'll take.
I would like to hear specific details on what's going on with
you. Justin, I don't do specifics. You're all about the specifics.
I want to hear very long and lengthy, elaborate,
okay, well, anyway,
vague details.
Of course. Nothing but the best for you, Justin. Well, anyway, it's not in the show notes, but I choose to go over the and do the whatever you call it talking to myself routine. I had to ring up the Virgin Media because our broadband was getting very slow, and now that I'm a technical whiz kid, I was able to ping and I was able to do my tests and I was able to check the IP address and all that stuff, only to be told that, well, actually, there's nothing wrong with your broadband and everybody else in the house must be using stuff. That's why it's slowing down. And I'm going, well, actually, it's not that case because we have one less person in the house now and it still seems to be even slower than usual. It took me 15 minutes to download 3 gigs of a game. 3 gigs, 15 minutes. Now, that's slow. I mean, that's potato standards of slowness there, even though I know in the past it's gone a lot quicker than that. So anyway, I said to him, he was fiddling around with the gigahertz and the 2.5 and the 2.4 and the 5 gigahertz. And I was going, what are you doing? And he went, well, I'm just prioritizing the 2.4 because that gives you wider receivership and everybody else can use it, which I know because I'm a genius now. And I just, and then all of a sudden I went, well, can I have a modem? And the line went dead. So there you go, Justin. No further progress has been made on that subject since then, but I will be getting back onto them next week, hopefully. In other news, college news, the dean of the college, is that what you like to call him, the headmaster, he's leaving in January, and so is my Scottish teacher who was teaching us operating systems and who was part of the Copygate scam has left the building quite suddenly. So we are down one lecturer now, and we have, you know, basically less, we can't do anything further with that subject until they get a replacement, which I would suggest the way they move, the rate they move, the pace at which they move will probably be in February of next year. I was thinking of applying for it myself, and so I could take the exam myself, but that probably won't be happening. So yeah, so there you go, Justin.
I was going to ask if you were thought about applying for it after you said that they had seen potential in you as a teacher.
Well, no, I'd say there's a few people said, yeah, you should do it. You should be good at it. But I'm not sure they mean take it before I finish this exam I'm supposed to be doing, or these subjects I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe not. But anyway,
do you think it might be because they're wee babbies and you're an older gentleman?
What, the teachers are wee babbies?
No, the other students.
There's two other students who are slightly younger than me, but not 20. There, one is 38, which is probably 20 years younger than me, and the other is 47, say. So yeah, so well, he hasn't showed up for a few months because he's had a breakdown, I think, because of this whole scenario. I have been going to counselling in the college. It's free, so I'm taking it, and the poor woman has a lot to listen to, but just like you have, Justin, really. So this is why I like to do, this is why I'm glad to be back to podcasting. It's not a podcast for me, it's a counselling session. So also jumping in between consoles, as you well know, myself and Trillian had a nice two games on the PS5 last week, which communication levels were better and it was easier to connect, and there was less technical issues with the communication aspect of connection problems or anything like that. So we played a game of Wreckfest, to which Trillian replied in the middle of it, maybe Justin would like this. And I go, no, Justin would not like this. He is dead against it. In fact, I went out of my way to buy him one physical copy, which he never received, and one digital copy, which he played once or twice just to humour me, and then has not played it since. But then to my surprise, it's amazing what love can do for you. He has agreed to jump on to some Wreckfest later on once we finish this recording.
I believe you were there when we tried to do this before, but Ruth had a PS... Well, she had access to the PS4, not the PS5. So we both downloaded her version, and then she couldn't join the game with us, and we're like, oh, stuff this, we'll give up. Now that she's got a PS5, we can all download the same versions.
We played Worms then, didn't we?
We did. And what a fantastic game that was.
Yes, I would rather play Blood Bowl than play Worms, to be honest with you. But it was a good laugh, so that was all that matters. So there you go, Justin. That's me intricately explaining the details of my social life, which is nothing, and also my counselling life and college life and Virgin Media life in one.
Talking about your Virgin Media did make me think of another accident I exposed myself to at the weekend.
Exposing yourself to an accident, Justin, that just gives in so much vivid details of you in a bush with a Mac on, exposing yourself as a car goes by or something like that. Anyway.
As a car has a crash, yeah. No, I'm not into that. No. As part of my unpacking, I discovered my Game Capture HD that I got years ago. They're no longer considered
requirements.
Supported products, I think, because I think it was originally launched in 2014.
Yeah, but that wasn't that long ago you got that, was it, Justin?
No, but now they have Elgato do a Game Capture 60 HDS and a Pro and various other versions of them. And I looked up, can I get it working? Because Ruth is talking about doing some streaming. She's planning to stream tonight. And she's got an idea that she wants to do this evening. Not this evening. She wants to do an evening of streaming multiple games. But she understandably said the problem with doing that is the Twitch broadcast will cut off every time you close the game down and open a new game. So if she wants to play multiple games, the stream would be constantly shutting down and starting up again. So I said, well, the only way you can get around that is to do what a lot of other people do and, you know, have it streamed through your PC. But she doesn't have the PC at her house. So initially I tried with, like when we played Bloodborne, I tried doing the remote play. And sure enough, I got it working. Bearing in mind my console is downstairs and I'm up here. It's all on the same Wi-Fi. Didn't go particularly smoothly, lots of artifacting and a severe lag on the camera and stuff. But then I thought, I've got my Super Nintendo Mini. I'll at least see if I can stream that, you know, through Game Capture. So plugged it all in, got the Game Capture software working, and that goes off USB into the PC. So the HDMI is displayed on the TV. Lovely. We got the console working on the TV. And then it somehow, I don't know how it did it, but it must have overloaded the USB driver, and my USB 3 sockets on my PC decided to start going, we don't know they exist anymore, so your Game Capture is not plugged in. Your Wi-Fi USB is no longer plugged in, so you're now offline. I'm like, oh dear. And I couldn't remember for the life of me how to reset the drivers. But eventually I took the Wi-Fi USB and stuck it into one of the ports in the back of the desktop unit. And that got me back online. But I still couldn't think how to do the rest. And in the end, I was like, you just go to like control panel, delete the one that's got a big question mark on it in the drivers, and then turn the PC off and turn it back on again, and it works. But I've had it in the past. You might be able to you might understand what's going on with this, but I think the motherboard on my PC has 6 external sockets on the back of the base unit, but it's got 2 on the front. And of those 8 in total, 2 on the back are USB 3, 2 on the front are USB 3. And I believe they're both the same. So if I plug something in at the front, or like if I use both the ones at the front, I can't use the ones at the back.
Oh, right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
They should be, unless there's on the motherboard, there are probably not enough pins to have all 6 ongoing at the same time, but I'd imagine they should be all connected up. It's probably a power thing then, that it's not allowing you to use them all at the same time. Something to do with the power, if it's not allowing you to use them. You should try it. You should try, you know, connecting 6 keyboards and 6 mice. I'm sure you have some thrown around the house there.
I've got two keyboards in front of me, because I've got two PCs, and I've got three sets.
But if they're USB 3, maybe the Elgato is only USB 2 compatible, no?
Well, it could be. It did for a moment flash through, like when I loaded up the software, it decided it was running an Xbox One, which meant that the signal didn't come through because it wasn't running an Xbox One. So when I changed it to other, for a few seconds it displayed the Super Nintendo and then it all crashed and went like, yeah, you have nothing connected on the USB. I was like, oh.
Well, and it shouldn't actually matter if you're trying to, if you're plugging in a USB 2 to a USB 3 socket, that shouldn't matter. It's the other way around, it wouldn't matter. If you're plugging in a USB 3 to a USB 2, you wouldn't get the speed. But it shouldn't matter, I don't think. Anyway. So why are you, just not, can she not just stream PS4 or PS5 and then if she wants to go to Xbox, she'll say, I'll be back in a minute, or she wants to do it seamlessly?
That's the point. If so, she's going to be playing just on the PlayStation because, as you know, streaming from the Xbox is difficult.
Yeah.
When it even works. And it's just a case of, when she finishes her game,
she wants to say, be back soon or something.
Yeah, she wants to, like, I'll be right back, screen going and stuff like that. Plus,
yeah, without, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of them things. But we'll be sure to let you know more details as we develop them. And,
cool.
Hopefully this weekend we'll have a chance to take this desktop downstairs and run it next to the PS5 and see if we can just get the whole thing working, because the Elgato should run with the PS4.
Yeah, it should. Well, that's when you bought it. You bought it when you had your PS4, so I mean, I'd imagine it should work with the PS4 then.
Yeah, so because of that, the PS5 should also supposedly be completely compatible with it.
Yeah. The only difference, I think, is the fact that you're getting a 4K screen as opposed to a HD screen or whatever.
Yeah, we'd have to run it at 1080, but to be fair, when I stream, I only stream in like 720 or...
Same here, yeah.
Or even 540.
Yeah, so... I never did get over that issue with when I was streaming on PC. I was getting so much lag. I never quite got the handle on that. And yeah, when I used to do it before with my old PC, it would work okay, so I don't know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there now.
Streaming, eh? It's a fun world.
It is.
but it's all working now. Clearly I'm online.
Clearly.
There was quite a period where Ruth's going, oh, I've broken your PC. I'm like, no, I'm the one that plugged it all in. I've done something. Yeah. I just wish I knew how to fix it.
You can't, unless you go and physically smash your PC and throw it out the window, you really cannot do much damage to it.
I haven't done that for about 15 years.
Good. That's since you stopped playing World of Warcraft, was it, Justin?
I think it was before that, but yeah.
Every time somebody mentions World of Warcraft, I think of you as a spotty teenager.
I was in my 20s.
Oh, sorry.
I only played that for 8 years.
Okay. 8 years, and then, okay.
And then I became a console player.
Ah, okay. Anyway, let's go
Let's go and ask Colin, what have you been watching?
Well, you see, Justin, I was watching something there last week and I can't for the life of me remember. And I looked at Netflix to see what I've been watched already, but I can't. It didn't seem to be coming up. And so because I didn't have my Letterbox password logged in on my new phone, well, it's not my new phone, it's Sandra's friend's passed me down phone, as you know, I couldn't log it in, so I've forgotten. But anyway, the one thing I do know we watched was The Good Nurse, which is on Netflix. It's based on a true story about a nurse. One nurse is good and the other's not so good. I really can't spoil it for anybody who wants to watch it, because it would be a spoilerific and very naughty of me to do so. So I'll just leave it there. As usual, short and sweet. The next thing I watched was The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, the on-air tapes. Another conspiracy theorist's dream of a documentary-style thing about, you know, who killed, was she, did she die, was she killed, who really did this and who really did that. Interesting enough, but nothing too spectacular. And as usual, we just finished watching The Voice last week, so we like the English one, we don't like the American one, and we watched that. So now Mr. Celebrity Get Me Out of Here is on Sunday, and we'll probably start watching that.
When does your Love Island come back?
Well, Love Island doesn't come back until the springtime, usually. That's when love is in the air, Justin. And we did watch it this year, actually. But then I wasn't on social media. I wasn't back on social media again, so people didn't hear my joys of Love Island. So, yeah, that's it, really. I'm just waiting for the... that's it. Right, so, yeah. If I do remember what I did watch, I'll let you know. Anyway, so Justin, what did you watch in detailed, intellectually stimulating, factual nerdiness? Oh, did you see God of War got 10 out of 10?
I saw God of War got 10 out of 10 on a number of things. I was talking to Ruth at lunchtime earlier, actually, and... Well, lunchtime at lunchtime, that's how that works.
Yeah,
and
dearly.
We were. I said, you haven't got me God of War, have you? She went, no, that's going to be like £60-70, isn't it? I said, yeah. Plus, if I'm going to play it, it'll be like with the last one. I'm going to play it a good 2 or 3 years after it's come out when it's down to £20 or less.
Yeah.
You never know. I might find it in Curry's and use my voucher.
Exactly. So I'm getting it through the my son-in-law's my best friend scheme, because we share the console love. So he has informed me he has pre-ordered it and he's already downloaded it, and he already bought COD, which I played for about 10 minutes and discovered, yes, I am absolutely crap at it, but I still enjoyed Domination on it. Capture the Flag, one of them anyway.
I was about to say I didn't think you were one for fishing, but you know, that's an old joke.
Yes, Justin, well done. So Justin, let me excuse myself as usual and let you continue on with what you've been watching.
No, you're welcome to speak as much as you like, Colin. Yeah. I have most recently been watching the cinema, the movie of the week. Last month, Black Adam with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's disappointing that the post-credits cameo was released, and you know, there was one incident where a guy was in the cinema and he was being filmed by presumably his friend, so he must have had someone facing the wrong way in the cinema with his phone out, just to record this guy's reaction as he jumps up and goes, "Oh!" And I just looked at it and I thought, A, you're a tit. And B, how rude is that for all the other people in the cinema to see you jumping up and down and all, you know, shouting and screaming? I bet he's one of the same type of people that was whooping and, you know, shouting when Avengers Endgame happened and... The end scenes. It's just sad. I enjoyed the film. I understand it's getting like mixed reviews. I think the critics didn't rate it particularly well, but it's done very well with people actually watching it.
Yeah, I saw something on Google there saying it may be the first £1 billion DC movie or something, I think
they've said it has now exceeded like the Justice League and stuff like that, but
right.
Yeah, we'll see. It's all got the DC universe has now got a bit convoluted because you've got the Robert Pattinson's Batman, but they're now saying that Ben Affleck has agreed to do Batman again, because he's enjoyed doing it in the movie for The Flash and for Aquaman.
Okay.
So maybe he just didn't enjoy doing Justice League. Who knows? Hmm. After the stupid, why did you say that name? Yeah, and of course Henry Cavill has, got interest in doing a next Man of Steel movie.
Well, I mean, he's not doing The Witcher anymore, so...
No, that's going to Thor's brother, Liam Hemsworth.
Okay.
Who people may know from, I think he was in Home and Away as well, or the Twilight movies or something.
He wasn't Thor's brother, no. He's not actual Thor's brother that played Thor.
Not Loki, no. But Loki. Chris Hemsworth's brother.
Okay, yeah, good. I'm glad you cleared that one up.
Yes. Sorry about that. And other than that, Ruth and I have been watching The Orville, New Horizons. So season 3 of The Orville, we've now finished. And they brought in a new character for this season, this woman who they make out is like some, you know, genius, and she can do like lots of calculations in her head, and I never warmed to her. And we got to the end of the series, and I just said to Ruth, I didn't like her. And Ruth went, yeah, not me. So you ever feel that moment of solidarity when you think, is it me? Yeah. Or is this really just a bad character?
Yeah.
And then, you know, your partner is like, is no.
It's nice to get confirmation, Justin.
Yeah. Yeah. For a moment, in my head, I was the Principal Skinner meme of, is it me who's out of touch? No, it's the kids.
Exactly.
And... yeah, so it was a nice show. I don't know what point they were trying to make, but they did touch on a few controversial subjects like trans rights and the willingness to accept people for what they are and who they are and things like that. Yeah. Redemption arcs. The other thing I'm watching at the moment, you're not surprised to hear, is Andor, the latest Star Wars offering. There's people going, oh, it's the best thing since The Last Jedi, and I'm thinking, yeah. Well, I didn't really like The Last Jedi, and you know, don't get me wrong, Andor is good.
Is it worth the Disney subscription?
No, it's very serious, and it's very well shot, but. I don't know, like, that I'm... You know, I said, like, when I'm playing Stray, I'm experiencing it, but I don't know that I'm necessarily enjoying it.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Don't get me wrong, it's had explosions in it and stuff like that, and I'm interested to see where the story goes.
Hmm.
But at the moment, it feels like it's been drawn out for the sake of drawing it out. It's not painful to watch like the Book of Boba Fett was. But I shall keep watching it. There's an episode got released today, so that'll be tomorrow night's viewing. Can't do it tonight because Wreckfest.
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
I'm taking bets for how long that lasts, and we go to golf with your friends. Anyway, let's.
I haven't got golf with your friends installed. I suppose I could start it.
Well, away. I mean, it's not really that big, Justin. Trust me, I think we downloaded it last time. But anyway, the next one we're going to be doing is Harry Potter, because that's a free PS Plus one. Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter.
Lego Harry Potter. Yeah. Right, I thought you meant we're going to start doing Hogwarts Legacy. I'm not buying that.
Ah, classic.
In fact, you made me think, right? Bear in mind that you get all these people who are like, oh, you have to buy physical. Physical is the way to go. It's like, yeah, but it's not, though, is it, these days? Because
not now, no.
A lot of people are trying to declutter, and just having a disc on the shelf for the sake of having a disc on the shelf, you're just cluttering up your house.
Yeah.
And for us, obviously, Ruth's got the 360... the Xbox Series S, all digital. She's got the PS5 digital. And if I want to play a game that I can play with her, like online or whatever, it makes sense for me to buy it digital because we can play on both consoles on the same account. So you can buy one copy and both share it. So
that's what we did for me and Ryan. Did well, I pay for it. He just plays it. We did that for Dying Light 2, and I also downloaded Elden Ring.
I'm surprised. What platform are you playing Elden Ring on?
The Xbox, sorry. So I will probably, for a laugh, I'll probably stream it anyway at some stage. But I just started. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going on. But
no, that's the point. It takes a long time to work out.
There's big creatures. There's these things like with big shells on the beach, and they've got tentacles coming out of them. And I killed the baby one, but the daddy and mammy one. The
land octopus. They take a while, but once you level up a bit, they become a lot easier to do. So right, you haven't found the crabs yet? There's giant crabs, and then when you go a bit further, you'll find lobsters, and lobsters will just destroy you.
Right, there's a big giant as well where I just bend down when he comes. He's like something out of it. Don't know what the hell he's out of. Something like Jason and the Argonauts or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, you ain't seen nothing yet, my friend.
I ain't seen nothing yet, yes.
But exactly. Considering how successful your Dark Souls attempts were...
Yeah. We're not going to see much from me.
I don't know how much of the game you're going to encounter.
I don't either, so we'll watch this space.
If you were on the PlayStation platform, then I could have done a Bloodborne on you and could have just rocked up in your world and gone, let's kill that.
Dynasty 1. Destiny, not Dynasty. Anyway, so yeah, that's good. You're in control, Justin. You do all the moving and shaking.
All right. Well, since Colm's trying to shepherd me on to the next subject, we'll move on to our question. Well, I mean, it's time to update this, isn't it? It still says in our show notes, question of the week. So let's change that to question of the fortnight. So, question of the fortnight for LSL 3.6 is, what game do you have the fondest nostalgia for? It might be a garbage game by today's standards, but you always cherish it in your memories. Please let us know the game and format and what made it special for you. Now, have you got any, before we do the listener comments, have you got any games from your younger days that you think, do you know what, I really flipping love that game? Yeah, like Pong.
Younger days. When you say younger days, like really Pong is, you know, that's about it, really.
I mean, we're talking during the 80s for you.
I don't have any nostalgia for any of them games because they're so far back I can't remember in time.
Well, I know, like a lot of people these days, a lot of people for the last 10 years have been going, oh, Final Fantasy VII was the best game ever. And it's like, it's really not. Don't get me wrong. Those people campaigning endlessly led to the remake getting made. But
yeah,
I think that people had big rose-tinted glasses on that game. And, you know, this is, I guess, what led me to this question with the amount of remakes that get announced these days. Remakes, remasters. Remasters of remakes.
yes. Remasters, and remakes.
And then TV shows.
Yeah. I suppose, like, Streets of Rage or something like that. I always remember fondly going in after work on a Saturday with my friend, myself and Brian, and going in to play a few games of Streets of Rage and then playing some pool and then probably going home and going out that night for a few beers and a laugh, yes. So maybe Streets of Rage or something of that nature.
I think I would say for me, the Dizzy games on the Spectrum.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because they were certainly Fantasy World Dizzy, Treasure Island Dizzy. They could make the Spectrum talk. And it didn't sound like, you know, rubbish digitized speech. It was amazing. But I was, you know, you had platforming with puzzles and you felt genuinely clever as a youngster of 7, 8, 9 when you worked out how to bypass these things. So moving on to the submissions from the listeners. Now, Dave at Yellowbug 1969, I kind of expected this one because it was his submission when we did the music show. you know, video game music from your past. And he said, without a doubt, it is Wings on the Amiga.
Yeah.
The unique thing that you kept the journal for the unit, and it used actual events from World War I to give you a sense of realism. Also, the fear of dying was real, as you'd need to create a new rookie pilot if your current character bought it. I remember the same thing on X-Wing on the PC. You didn't have like infinite lives. You had a character, and if you got shot down, you get ejected into space. And if you were lucky, you'd get recovered. But if you got shot while you were floating in space, then yeah, say goodbye to your save and all the progress you've made.
Nice. Lee B, point of gear, point of beer, controller, dice. And yes, for once, the came out right. At Manic 7, Muppet 8. Gauntlet.
Hold on. Pint of gear. Are you trying to like talk without moving your lips? Like,
no,
when people say, got a gear.
Got a beer, mate. A Gauntlet, 1985. First played Gauntlet on an arcade machine in my pub my dad used to take us to for food whilst holidaying in Cornwall as a kid. Ended up putting loads of 10p's into that machine. Remember nagging my mum when I got home to get me the game for my Amstrad CPC 464.
Spectrum better. And I'm sure Ruth's going, Commodore 64 better. No, I had Gauntlet 2. I didn't have Gauntlet 1, but yeah, we had Gauntlet 2. Justin Smith at Only 6 replied with, Warrior needs food.
To which Lee replied, Elf shot the potion.
And Gav at Postman Gav said, I had Gauntlet 4 on the Mega Drive and played it to death. Great game. Did we try to play a Gauntlet game? Was it called like Dark Legacy or something?
That was on the PS Plus.
The PS Plus game. And we lasted about 5 minutes before we went, this is awful, delete it, never speak of it again.
Yeah.
I think Gauntlet, well, certainly Gauntlet 2, for me, what had the initial appeal. I remember on the very first level, there was a standard exit which took you to level 2. Or if you tried harder and got further into the level, there was an exit to level 6. And I remember one day, me and my brother, we played it for a good hour or so. And that was when I realised it was like procedurally generated and it would never actually finish. You know, it's like Bubble Bobble. It just loops round eventually.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no one put Bubble Bobble on here, actually.
Yeah.
When I took Ruth to the arcade in Ipswich, that was the one game she was like, can we play that? After we played the fantastically bad Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. So, speaking of her, Trillion Penguin, P-I-H-C, at Pansy Cynic, says, I'm going to go with Soul Calibur on the Dreamcast. Still beautiful by today's standards, a lot of Dreamcast games are, but Matthew, my brother, and I spent so many hours playing versus battles, occasionally spilling over into giving each other dead arms. I've heard this tale many times, not just from Ruth, but yes, when you have siblings, it's usually the younger sibling gets given the bad pad for player two, or if they're winning a lot, you punch them in the arm really badly to distract them so they can't. They have to take their hands off the controller for a moment while you pummel them. Did you have much gaming with your siblings?
I did. I used to play a lot of Nintendo 64 with my younger brother. And we used to give each other dead arms too, but we used to play International Superstar Soccer or something like that.
Yeah.
On the where you could actually score from the halfway line, you know.
In the good days before it became PES.
Yeah. So I'm not sure. I don't know what it was actually called, but I'm sure it was something like that anyway. We used to have great crack with that, and also Street Fighter 2. You know, you can tell he won most of them. And yeah, so they were good times. Yes.
If it was a Super Nintendo era, I think they had International Superstar Soccer Deluxe. Because I remember Pro came out. And it was on the PS1. because it had like, well, I want to say Thierry Henry and Zidane on the front or something like that.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was when the game was considered much better than FIFA.
Yeah, that's true.
FIFA 95 with its nice, diagonal pitch.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Dan Ragnar at Justin Knowles says, Pool of Radiance on the C64. It was the first open world game I ever played, and it absolutely blew me away. It was also the first D&D CRPG I ever played.
Go on. CRPG, what the hell is that?
I want to say computer role-playing game?
Role-playing game? To which... which in Impala.
Impala.
Lucien.
Lucien.
Absolute classic.
Classic?
Absolute classic. There you go. I can't say boo. Anyway, go for it.
I was just going to say, I never played it. I remember seeing the box art for Pool of Radiance.
Oh, okay. Witchy and Impala Oceana. No, that's Italian.
Witchy put your teeth
Impala.
In.
Impala Lucien, thank you. Ultimate Six, still one of my absolute favourite RPGs, and it made such an impression on me, I played it on the PC back in 1992.
Wow. Awesome. Did you ever play any of the Ultima games? I remember there being tons of them, and then there was Ultima Underworld and...
Yeah, there was loads of them. I can't remember. I do remember having one, but I like to collect stuff and not play it, even back in them days. I do remember having one that had like a cassette tape and it had a ghost on the front of it, sort of like Pac-Man ghost or something like that, and it said Ultima. Ultimate Six, I don't know what which one was.
You've just made me think. There was a cartoon put up on Twitter by someone over the Halloween events, and it had Pac-Man opening the door to a trick-or-treater dressed as a ghost, and the next picture was the police taking Pac-Man away, covered it like with blood coming out of his mouth. It's like, trick-or... Oh... I never played any of the Ultima games. I remember Ultima Online being one of the first sort of big online games as well, but never got into it because I think even then I was scared of getting involved in something like that. And obviously I would go on to realise those fears when I started playing Warcraft. But yeah, I didn't want to get sucked in. Paul W at just_wandering_ says, Wheelie on the ZX Spectrum. Many hours of fond memories and brings back thoughts of my original computer buddy from my school days who sadly is no longer with us. I'm very sorry to hear that, Paul.
Sorry, Pop.
Sorry about that. I'm just going to have a quick look live while we talk to see if Wheelie is the game that I think it is. Because if so, I also played it a lot.
I'm sure you played many a game, Justin.
Yes, it is the game I think it is. Wheelie, yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, you had done sections with like double-decker buses that you jump over and... It was
kind of a Knievel-style game then, was it?
I can send you the link to screenshots, or you can just type it in yourself.
But type it in myself.
Even the loading screen showed, like, someone doing a wheelie and a person in the game jumping over some double-decker buses. Yes, Evel Knievel-style.
Cool.
I remember playing that a lot, and I want to say it was... Kickstart, that there was a TV program with people that used to do like trial bikes. Very distinctive music. Yeah, Kickstart, that's it. Kickstart was a two-player game, and it was much the same, but you would fall off your bike in spectacular style. I guess, like, if I was to explain Kickstart to you now, I'd say think of like Trials HD in very, very old, early format.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, that's some good memories there. And then we had Gav, at Postman Gav, who says, Cannon Fodder. Every time I dip my toe in emulation, it's my go-to game. I just love it. I never played Cannon Fodder. I saw lots of people who did, and I also know that people in the playground at school would go around singing War Has Never Been So Much Fun, which I believe is the Amiga theme music.
Oh. Yeah, I'm sure I played a bit of it over the years. It just, yeah, you're just, it's Rambo, really, isn't it? For the
well, you had a few dudes that would follow you around, like followers in the RPG. Yes. But
sure
beyond that, I didn't really know much more than it because I never had the console to play it on.
Cool. Okay, I just want to do some podcast mentions to bring some podcasts back into the lovely,
please bring lovely some podcast ears of
people. 60 Minutes with Hears Out and Geekachu would be a few I would mention. I'm sure I will think of others, but a lot of the other ones I used to mention, 60 Minutes with, I've said that already, are no longer here with us. So, of course, myself and Justin are still here in some form of some way, anyway, much to Justin's, I'm sure, delight, and my delight, of course. And Justin, I suppose I'll mention that I'm back on Twitter again, and you know, hopefully it'll go well. I just won't be on as much as I usually am, and at Multiplat Man.
I will be monitoring your usage, sir.
Thanks.
If I have to say to you, take a timeout, I'm going to send you some sort of meme picture that says, go to the timeout bench or something. I suppose before we go, we should probably have a quick discussion on the announcement that's come out today.
The announcement that was about the PSVR?
PSVR 2 coming out for the low, low price of £550.
It's funny that is the actual same price as the PS5 is now that it's gone up by 50 quid. So
it's 470 over here, the PlayStation.
All right. Well, it's 550 over here, I believe.
Yeah, it's I think it's going to be dead on arrival as a result of that. I don't think there's anywhere near as much speculative demand for it.
I don't think so. Plus your old VR games are non-compatible with it, I believe.
Yeah, and even that, right, there's a lot of people going, oh, because the old VR games are non-compatible, then I'm out. And I was thinking, but they said from day one it wasn't going to be compatible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not stopping people going, oh, it's only Nintendo that normally force you to buy a new console and then buy all your own games again. But
it's not actually. I'll do it.
Microsoft don't. They go, hey, you've had a game you can play on your 360. You can still play it.
It's limited, but. Anyway, so it's, and did you see that other one, the Pro controller for the PS5?
Oh, yeah, it's £200.
200 and something euros here over here, so I could just imagine. So between the lot of them, you'd probably be better off buying yourself a top-end PC with a VR headset. Yeah. Anyway. And it's not even that, I wouldn't even mind if it was wireless. It's not even totally wireless. That's the thing that gets to me. There's still a cable going from the back of it into the, well, I believe it's the back of it into the appeal. And you need a camera. Do you need a camera with this one?
I believe this one's got like cameras built into on the outside of it. I don't know. I haven't looked into it that much. I know you're probably expecting me to go, I'm going to buy it anyway.
Oh, no.
I had a chat with Ruth earlier. We're not planning on buying it. I mean, potentially I would have the money, but we've got to get through winter first.
Yeah, now, exactly.
If I was to get one, it's probably not going to be at least until Easter.
Easter, that's pretty good. 2 months after it actually released.
And that is assuming that I get a good bonus that I can afford to go, it's money I wasn't expecting to spend. But, Colin, I've got the Star Wars Celebration to go to in March, so I'm going to be spending all my money there.
Where's that?
That is at the XL in London.
Oh,
Star Wars Celebration. Over the Easter weekend.
Is that like a board game type of thing?
It's like a Star Wars type of thing. They do it once per year somewhere in the world. I went to it when they held it in UK, I want to say in 2016. But normally it's in like California or Chicago, somewhere in America.
Nice.
When it came out, I phoned up my friend I sent my friend a message and I said to Ruth, right, I'm going to take you and your daughter. And she's like, it's a lot of money. And I was like, yeah, wow, there goes my bonus. And I had a good month of bonus and I basically dropped the entire thing on sort of £400 worth of tickets.
Nice.
But it's one of them things. I would feel bad if I hadn't tried to get the tickets. And
yes.
I think they when they went live, at like 5 o'clock, and I happened to be in the office. It was because it was on a month end, so I knew I was going to be there, and I joined the queue, the digital queue, and you know what it's like when people you get gig tickets and stuff like that, so you join these queues, and you're watching it, and it's got this progress bar, and it's got your place in the queue. And whilst you're in the queue, it goes, all of the VIP tickets have been sold out. And you're like, the VIP tickets are sort of £700-800. How are they the first thing to go? It's ridiculous. But luckily, yeah, we got tickets for the Good Friday
day. Awesome.
So as it gets nearer the time. It'll
certainly be a Good Friday for you, Justin.
Yeah, when it gets nearer the time, we'll find out if there's any like panels to go to. Bearing in mind, we're taking the youngster. We might sort of end up hanging out in some of the creative zones where they've got cosplay and things like that.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah, but so that's
I'm sure that'll year. Be fun. That's next year, Justin. Let's stay focused for the here and now, Justin. So people want to find you, Justin. Where can they go looking?
Well, they can follow at Last Save Loaded on that their Twitter, and they can follow me at Onya6 if you want to see when people are streaming. I will occasionally be streaming at twitch.tv/Onya6. And Colin, now that you've got access again, as you say, you're multi-plat man and...
Yeah, multi-plat man does not have anything to do with platinum trophies, unfortunately, but, it's better than my first at, which was my actual Hotmail address.
it wasn't, Colin, because I sent you a screenshot and it was something like Humped Mail or something. Oh, yeah. Because I looked at it, you can't even spell Hotmail.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, so that's good that it wasn't at my actual Hotmail and it was Hopmail. You can find me at Multiplat Man, and you can also find me twitching sometimes now and again when I feel like it. At Psalm 67. Oh no, you don't. It's not at Psalm 67. That man is gone. It's twitch.tv/Psalm67.
Grand job. That is it for us. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Colin will be steering the good ship Last Save Loaded.
Hoping to finish my God of War before I have it now. I'm back on God of War again. I managed to figure out where to go next. And I'm back in. I've got to finish that before the 9th of November.
I might have finished farting about with the stupid collectibles in Yakuza by then. I'm not far off. And, today was another day while Wreckfest was downloading of just leaving the character running around in circles collecting money so that I can go off and buy more items.
Excellent.
Yes.
Gotta love them little knickknacks.
Yeah, okay. So just the same as playing Final Fantasy 15, where if you rubber banded the controller, you could leave it running overnight, you wake up and they're all top level. Fantastic. Exactly. Yes, so that's it. So, Colin, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him.
Good night. Goodbye. And good evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Plums.
Yeah, it's just I didn't knock you off that time. I was setting it up because it was asking me for my thing again, because every time it updates it just goes like, you know, we don't know yeah. You who are you and what are you doing with this laptop anyway? So yeah, how's it going? You did say we you know, what time did we agree to record at? I'm just curious out of. Okay, and you did say, well, you know, if you wanted to record a bit earlier at 6:15 to put on your soup.
Yes, yes, and then took 5 minutes cooking it, and then it was hot, and I needed it to cool down. I didn't want to sit here and go, hello, I'll go to bed.
No, that wouldn't be any good for an audio podcast, no.
At 2:15, I started thinking, he's going to be messaging me in a minute. And sure enough, I got up from the table at 6:54, and I went into the kitchen, I looked at my phone, it's like, how's the soup? Well, the kettle's on now.
Yes, you know me so well, Justin, but there you go.
Dear.
Okay, how is it going? How is
I mean, it's a day of strange occurrences, isn't it?
Isn't it just, Justin? Yes, it is a very weird and wonderful day, it is, certainly.
I went over Ruth's for lunch, and while I'm sitting there, I get a ping. Someone has followed you, and I thought, that's an interesting... interesting typo there.
Yes, it is. Yes, for some reason my Hotmail was coming up, but Justin, I realised that before you mentioned it to me, so thanks for that. And I was
then Ruth sent me, said, "Oh, I'll accept him." And in the meantime, I'm going, I'm not sure it genuinely is him. It could be someone posing. And then she showed me a screenshot. It's like Last Seen Loaded host, except where it superimposed the background, it just showed a picture of you doing the thinker pose.
Yeah.
With the word loaded behind you.
Yeah, I thought that was quite good. Well, considering I'm in college, which is the thinking part, and I'm far from loaded, so I thought, you know, false impressions always make for interesting Twitters, yeah.
I just said, I wonder if he's having a poo.
Many things could be happening while I'm posing like that, Justin, but pooping is not usually one of them. It's at my age, it's harder to get the poop out, so it doesn't flow as quick. Anyway, let's not go there, Justin. Let's keep this clean and under 50.
Well, yes, wipe appropriately.
And wipe appropriately, of course, always. When are we going to get back to the slaggins and the belittling each other? Most of you belittling me, but anyway, someday we'll get back there, I'm sure. Anyway, go for it. Knock yourself out, Justin.
I'd rather not. I'd rather sit here and record. Okay, so 3, 2, 1...